and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 28th of December, 2007. It was on this day, 1973, Alexander Solzhenitsyn's enormous 260,000-word history of the Soviet prison camp system, the Gulag Archipelago, was published in Paris. Based on Solzhenitsyn's own experiences in the camps for 8 years, as well as his interviews with 227 other inmates. When the book was released, Solzhenitsyn was arrested and exiled. He was able to go to Sweden and collect the Nobel Prize for Literature that he'd been awarded a few years before. It was on this day, 1895, Auguste and Louis Lumière demonstrated the first movie projector, the cinematograph, in Paris, which actually projected images onto a screen. It was not like Edison's kinetograph, which was a peep show. The viewer had to look into the box. And it weighed only 20 pounds, the Lumière's projector, compared to Edison's, which was about a half ton. The first film that they showed was entitled Workers Leaving the Lumière Factory. It opened with a concierge unlocking the gates, people walking through, ended with the gates being closed again. They made more than 2,000 films like this, without plots or characters. They thought of them simply as moving pictures, and despite all the people who attended their viewings every night, the Lumières thought that movies were a passing fad. Auguste went off to school to become a medical scientist, and Louis Lumière went back to working on still photography. Here's a poem for today by John Goslovsky, entitled What My Father Believed. He didn't know about the Rock of Ages or bringing in the sheaves or Jacob's ladder or gathering at the beautiful river that flows beneath the throne of God. He'd never heard of the Baltimore Catechism either and didn't know the purpose of life was to love and honor and serve God. He'd been to the village church as a boy in Poland and knew he was Catholic because his mother and father were buried in a cemetery under wooden crosses. His sister Catherine was buried there too. The day their mother died, Catherine took to the kitchen corner where the stove sat and cried. She wouldn't eat or drink, just cried until she died there, died of a broken heart. She was 3 or 4 years old. He was 5. What he knew about the nature of God and religion came from the sermons the priests told at Mass, and this got mixed up with his own life. He knew living was hard and that even children are meant to suffer. Sometimes when he was drinking, he'd ask, "Didn't God send his own son here to suffer?" My father believed we are here to lift logs that can't be lifted, to hammer steel nails so bent they crack when we hit them. In the slave labor camps in Germany, he'd seen men try the impossible and fail. He believed life is hard, and we should help each other. If you see someone on a cross, his weight pulling him down and breaking his muscles, you should try to lift him, even if only for a minute, even though you know lifting won't save him. The poem What My Father Believed by John Goslovsky from Lightning and Ashes, published by Steel Toe Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Katrina Cicala and Ella Shovanek. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.